Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of heightened energy to learn and remember how to embody, integrate, activate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am going to be discussing the full moon in Aquarius that is happening this Sunday, the 19th. I'm sorry, it's Monday, the 19th. And it is happening at 2:26 p.m. Eastern Standard in the U.S., 11:26 a.m. Pacific Standard, and in the U.K., it is roughly around 5:30, 6:30 in European time in the evening. So this full moon is incredibly intense. We have several situations happening. The first one I really want to mention, and it has been going on for at least the last month, and it's been like heightening in intensity, is the solar flares. The earth is really, the sun has been emitting a lot of plasma energy, and all of that works to activate the frequencies and to raise the frequencies of the earth and of anywhere that's in contact with the sun in our solar system. So this is supposed to intensify during this full moon. So full moons, as you may well be aware of, full moons are a time of heightened energy. They are a time of illumination. They are a time when the energies of fertility, of abundance, of intuition are absolutely at their height. New moons are a time to go within, a time to seed your intentions. The full moon is the time of fruition, the time where we really get to see the fruits of our labor and our intentions, and where we can take the time to course correct if necessary and shed whatever needs to be shed once we get beyond the portal of the full moon. So this full moon is happening in the polarity of Leo and Aquarius. So the full moon, the moon is in Aquarius, which is the water bearer, the sign of the humanitarian, the one that is all about the collective, all about collective good, collective change, the trailblazer, the one that shakes things up and does things a different way. The shadow of Aquarius can be a bit of an authoritarian, wanting to just do things their way, and everyone thinking that everyone has to do things their way. So this is definitely something we need to be aware of so we don't fall into that trap. Now, the sun, so the moon is our intuition, our psyche, our subconscious, our soul incarnated in the body. The sun represents our outward expression of this incarnation. So the sun, in this case, is in Leo, and Leo is a sign of the utmost creativity, of generosity, abundance, of everything that has to do with the sun. So we get all of our nutrients from the sun. We get all of our energy from the sun. Everything grows in the sunshine of the sun, and this is Leo. When Leo is expressing its full potential, there is abundance, there is flow, there is energy, there is fertility, there is everything. There is the sharing of your light, the light of your soul, in an unfettered, unpretentious, messed around with way. It is a very beautiful energy to have the sun in Leo. And we also have Mercury being in retrograde, which means that it is a time to slow down. It is a time to really reflect, revise, review anything that has been happening between now and the last 3-4 months between the retrogrades, because Mercury goes retrograde every several months, and I think it happens 3-4 times a year given the year. So that also tends to make the energy wonky and very, very chaotic, because Mercury rules communication, technology, travel, the way that you express your communication, the expression of your soul, the communication between us and the divine, Mercury being the messenger of the gods. So we have the Sun that is in conjunction with Mercury. So the Sun, which is a very close conjunction, which basically means that the energies of the Sun and Mercury are merging to create something else. And this is the very, very heightened, potent energy of communication, of expression, of creativity, of expansion, of abundance, of fertility, all of that. And this, the Sun is opposing the Moon in Aquarius. In Aquarius, so the Leo energy is often about the self and our personal expression. Meanwhile, Aquarius is the energy of how can we benefit the collective. So these two energies, when they're in opposition, they can clash, but as with all energies that we're working with, the point of us going through these energetic upgrades, of receiving these codes, of receiving these energies, is to learn how to bring these energies into harmony, into divine union. Because ultimately, this is what our soul chose to embody and express in this life. We chose to incarnate in a human form to experience the quote-unquote limitations of physicality in order for our soul to experience new things. Because when our soul is free and at one with the cosmos, in that infinite oneness, there's only a certain ways that that infinite consciousness can express, because it's infinite. The infinite nature, in a sense, just makes it difficult to understand what it is like to be in an individual human body, which is why a lot of us starseeds sometimes have a problem being human, because our soul understands our infinite nature. Our soul understands the infinite creation that we are. Our soul understands ourselves as expansive and constantly evolving. However, in a human form, we experience limitation and we experience the denseness of this human existence. So many of us don't like being human, or we go through periods where we really feel like we don't belong here, we don't belong on this earth, we don't belong in our families. We really feel that tendency to want to disconnect, which is very Aquarius. Aquarius can be very, I'm multidimensional and I don't want to deal with the humanness and the messiness of emotions. Meanwhile, Leo is all about enjoying this, everything that has to do with physicality, everything that has to do with expressing your creativity through a more finite lens. So it really is about merging these two energies, bringing the generosity, the creativity, the abundance, the beauty that is Leo, and the expression of the soul in the human form, the expression of the light, and merging that with service to the collective, service to our communities, service to our family. Remembering that when our soul is in alignment with the divine, with our soul's mission, when our human self is in alignment with the divine and our soul and our human and our mission, what we are doing is, it's not separating ourselves. That was interesting. So, and there we have the hiccup of Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is amplified by the energy of the sun. The energy of wanting to communicate and express our soul through the infinite, through the finite lens of our human experience. And knowing that it's not an either or situation. It's not a, okay, well, I must be out of this human form and out of existence, out of this 3D matrix in order to express your soul. No, it's all about expressing your soul in this moment through the actions you are taking, because every moment is that opportunity to merge with the divine, to merge with your soul, and to express that union, that cosmic divine union, through your actions, through your words, through your expression. And that really is the energy, really, of this full moon, because we don't have to do anything because we have free will. However, if we are going to actively be living our mission, it's important to know all of these aspects of ourselves, to really stop ostracizing different parts of ourselves because maybe they don't look good on paper, but they are still a part of you. And whatever triggers come up during this time, they come up in order for you to heal. So if you find yourself in situations where it's kind of like you are being brought face to face with a past version of who you were, it's coming up for you to choose the frequency you wish to embody in this moment. Choose your alignment, because this new era of this ascension time, of this anchoring of the fifth dimensional energies on Earth, which would be, you can call it the age of the Holy Spirit, the age of the Shekhinah, you can call it the, ascension, doesn't matter what you term it. What it means is we are raising our awareness of our own infinite nature. So we are bringing into union all that is beyond us, all that we cosmically are, that soul infinite essence. We are bringing those higher frequencies and anchoring them in our physical experience, in our Malkuta, in our divine earth. Now, there's a lot of contentious energy because there happen to be a lot of squares between the sun and Uranus, and Uranus is the great awakener in Taurus. There's retrogrades between Mercury being retrograde, Pluto that's going back into Capricorn. So the first time Pluto went back into Capricorn was in 2008, and that was the housing crash. So there's a lot of the structures, and then so basically Mercury this time around is going back into Capricorn for the last time in our lifetime during this what's going to be the election season in the United States. And it's also the United States Pluto return. And the last time Pluto was in this position was during the independence, the revolution from wanting independence from Great Britain. So there's the energy of disruption, of the dissolving and the restructuring of the systems that are in place, because many people can, I'm hoping, really see and acknowledge that these systems don't work. They're absolutely broken, and we need to fix and restructure everything. So Pluto, being the great awakener, transformer, Pluto is the one that makes you go into the shadow, go into the depths, and dig deep for what needs to be revealed. Where do you need to transform? What is your relationship with power? What is your relationship with your power? Are you in your sovereignty? All of this deep healing and deep transformation is what Pluto is bringing to our society, as well as to ourselves on the individual basis. Because wherever our natal Pluto is, that also impacts how we are receiving this energy. My natal Pluto is conjunct my moon, so I am naturally a very intense person because my my soul, subconscious expression, my psyche, my emotions are conjunct Pluto, and Pluto is the great transformation. So when those two planets are in conjunction, what that means is that person will experience many deaths and rebirths, which is incredibly true for me. So wherever Pluto is in the mix, there is a rebirth that is happening. There is a deep, powerful, potent transformation that is wanting to be birthed through the receiving of these energies of Pluto. So we have the moon opposing Mercury, while the sun is conjunct the Mercury. We have the sun in a trine with Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. And Chiron is really asking us, the sun and Chiron are in a harmonious pairing. So wherever we need to experience deep healing, the sun, this is being illuminated for us by the sun being in Leo and in a trine with Chiron. The moon is also in a trine with Mars and with Jupiter. Jupiter is a great planet of expansion, and Mars kind of, how do I say this? Mars often gets a very bad rap as being very warlike, very, you know, very action oriented, but not the type of energy that actually thinks before they do or speak. And that's more of a very surface level explanation of Mars. Mars is on a deeper level, on a mystical level. Mars represents your spiritual warrior, the energy within you that spurs you forward to even more advancements and evolution on a soul level. So Mars is trining the moon. So there's a lot of your subconscious and a lot of your emotional ways that you express and take action that are being expanded, because also Mars is in conjunction with Jupiter, and it's bringing to light. So the light of the moon is being shed, and you are being brought illumination and wisdom on how we take action, how we express our power, how we express our sovereignty, how we expand in moving ourselves in the direction of our soul's evolution. There is the energies of, there are a lot of squares. So squares are unresolved energies. And Saturn is retrograde, Neptune is retrograde, Chiron is retrograde, Pluto is retrograde, Mercury is retrograde. So we have five planets. And retrogrades are, they're nothing to fear. There's no nonsense about that or about blaming the planets for whatever. It wasn't me, it was the moon being whatever. No. It's really when we understand these energies and the energies they're bringing into our experience, what we can do is better position ourselves to harness these energies for our growth, for our expansion, for our evolution, for the expression and the highest expression of our soul energy, of our soul's frequency, of our true frequency, and the anchoring of that frequency here. So Neptune is in a lovely trine, not a trine, it's a sextile with Pluto. Neptune is your soul unfettered by the human experience. So there is expansion, there is revelation of your subconscious belief systems in order for there to be transformation. There is the energy of awakening, because we have Uranus that is in a trine with Pluto, but also a sextile with Neptune. And Uranus really brings deep Kundalini awakening, and Uranus likes to do things differently. So there will be expansion, there will be transformation, there will be tears and heightened emotions, and allow them to flow. We are here to experience our humanity in this human form. We are here to experience ourselves as divine beings in this human form in order to truly expand and grow as a soul. And then we bring all of our wisdom back up to the divine and we continue creation. And this is the great mission. The great mission is our awakening and our deepening our awareness of our interconnectedness with all of life, with one another, and a dissolving of all of those patterns, a shedding of all of those fears, of all of those limiting beliefs, of all of that stuff that we have been carrying for lifetimes, even the family stuff. All of that is being, and this is happening on the individual level, on the family level, on the societal level, on the country level, on the cultural level. There is stuff, all kinds of emotional baggage that we have been holding onto that is basically being brought to the surface, and we're being forced to look at it so we can see where we need to heal, where it is that we need to expand, where it is that we need to grow, where it is that we need to get our heads out of our behinds and get our butts moving. Now, granted, now is not the best time to really be moving forward, but it is a great time for introspection, for retrospection, for reviewing, revisiting, reassessing where we are and whether we are in alignment with our soul. Are we doing what we said we would do when we decided to incarnate? Are we doing it? Or are we basically just goofing off and pretending that, you know, what we see in front of us isn't real? Granted, it's our human experience and it's our perception of reality. So in some ways, it's not real, real. However, in the sense that our soul came here to live out this human experience in the form of your name here, to experience life and go through the things that you decided to go through, then it's very real and it's very serious for us to take this time seriously. And not, this doesn't mean that we judge ourselves or we guilt trip ourselves or we shame ourselves or how come I'm not far enough along or how come I haven't gotten this and this lesson is coming up again. Why? No. That's not why it's coming up. If something is coming up, particularly during these times of retrograde, it is coming up in order for us to reaffirm our commitment to our frequency, to the frequency we have been either shifting into, embodying, or maybe we're still kind of a little on the early parts of embodying it, but we are looking at whatever comes up that is a repeat, RE, retrograde. We are looking at whatever comes up as a window into our commitment, into our evolution, into our expansion. It's really showing us, and in many ways, it is showing you how much you've grown, how much you've expanded, how much work you've put into this human expression. You're, by experiencing something or receiving a remembrance or a trigger, you're being shown, look how far you've come, or look, maybe you still need to tweak a couple things or solidify the foundations of what of the new frequency you are embodying. Because this is all a choice. We have the choice to decide what we will align to, what we will choose to birth into our human experience. And this is our responsibility, and this is the great gift of our human experience. This ability to take the energies, take everything that we have agreed to in our soul contract, and utilize it as a springboard for the further expansion and growth of your soul, for us improving and expanding creation. And we are creating every moment, every thought, every word, every action. We are anchoring frequencies into this earth. Just because we haven't seen the effects of our actions doesn't mean they're not there. They are. It just takes a little bit of lag time between seeing the physical embodiment of our new frequency, because maybe we want to tweak a couple things on the way, and we thought we wanted A, and then we wanted a little bit of C and some of D, but you know, we forgot that maybe we need a little bit of E in there, or maybe we need a little bit of G. So we have the ability, because of this lag between the manifestation of our desires and our intentions and our new frequency choosing, we have the ability to course correct, to fine tune, to maybe decide that we want a splash of a little bit more of this into the mix that we're working with. But this is what's being illuminated. Your expansion, your growth, how you are embodying these frequencies, how you are choosing your frequency and what it is that you are choosing, all of this is being brought to light. This is a very powerful time. It's a very powerful time to be in meditation, to do a sound healing. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation after this episode that is for this full moon in Aquarius. It's a good time to be spending time with your feet on the earth, whether it's a patch of grass, whether you love to garden or you have like one plant that you tend to, whether you're out on the beach or out in nature, excellent time to connect with the earth, because when we connect with the earth, we are able to clearly, we're able to purify our energy field in our physical bodies, and we're actually able to receive the messages in a much more clear way, because when we purify our physical bodies, we also purify the mental, emotional, energetic bodies, and then we can more accurately receive and perceive the information that we are receiving. And it's less distorted because our emotions are balanced. Now, when your emotions are a freaking hot mess, very difficult for you to clearly receive accurate messages, because you may think that you're being shown green, but you're actually being shown orange. Because your emotions are the waters of your creation, your emotions are turbulent. So it is very important to have a practice that allows you to ground into your body. It can be yoga, it can be running. Some people really benefit from moving their bodies, like they actually really need physical movement, and it's really good to do that. Strength training, it could be art, it could be music, singing, chanting, dancing. It's your intention to utilize that time as a time for you to cleanse, to purify, to connect with the divine through that action. That intention is what is going to make that mundane workout, or that, okay, it's just another walk in the woods, it's going to make it sacred. And when you sanctify your actions and you set a sacred intention behind them, that's when you really open yourself to receiving the divine inspiration and the divine guidance. You open yourself to receiving the information from your higher self, from your spirit guides. And this is all a part of you. So what else can you do? Mention sound healing. Really ground yourself. Grounding is very important. So if you need to, you might need to rest more too. Sleep, very, very good. Journal, meditate, as I mentioned. Take the time to eat, drink plenty of water, and eat grounding, nourishing foods. There will be a lot of detoxification and purification that you might feel like you have a head cold coming on, because your body upgrades through so-called illnesses, but also your body upgrades through changes in your diet and what you actually are drawn to eat. So really pay attention to your body, because your body is the vessel that you chose for this incarnation, and you chose it for a reason. Your body is incredibly intelligent. It's just most of us have turned off our connection to our body, so we don't really pay attention to what our bodies are telling us. So pay attention to your body. Do something creative. If you've never taken a dance class, take a dance class. Take an art class. Because Leo, the sun is in Leo. Leo loves creativity, loves expression. Even if, like, let's just do improv. Even if you've never done an acting improvisation class, do it just to expand, just to see what it would be like. Because all of these experiences, they nourish your soul. So really listen to what your body is telling you. Listen to the little hits you're given. Listen, because the universe and the divine expresses through everything around you. It could be a symbol. It can be a song that comes up and somehow it stirs something in you. It can be a feather that just gets dropped on your lap, or bees. In my case, bees are incredibly attracted to me. Don't know why. Actually, I do know why. I'm a Melissa. I'm a priestess. It just, of course, bees want to be around me because I'm a sound healer. The frequency of bees, of their humming, heals. Of course, they want to be around me. It's sometimes it's like you kind of get caught off guard. So pay attention, because the divine communicates in all ways, including sending you little spirit animals to buzz all around you and always want to be around you. That's a sign too. So don't neglect, or what's the word I'm looking for? Mercury. It'll come to me. But don't just overlook what is being shown to you simply because it's a small thing, or maybe it's a little bit of an annoyance in that moment. Really pay attention, because you are being guided. And also, remember, you are safe. A lot of us go through life with the trauma that we are not safe, that we are not protected, that someone is always out to get us, that, you know, the world is not a safe place. It's true for some people. The world is not particularly a safe place. And if you were raised, you know, with absent parents, if you were raised in a very chaotic household, these are things that are going to come up, absolutely. However, it really is up to you to choose if you're going to continue replaying that song in the background of your masterpiece that is your life, that is the expression of your soul. We get to choose if we want to continue carrying that frequency forward. Because the truth is, in this moment, in every moment, you are safe, you are protected, you are fully supported, because you are a spark of the divine, because you are infinite source, God, goddess, consciousness, expressing itself through you, through your voice, through your words, through your actions, through your physical experience. Because of all of that, you are worthy, you are deserving, and you are safe, because you are infinite consciousness. You are oneness. You are love. And with that, I am going to end. So I do apologize that this episode is a little bit late. I released the sound activation earlier than this, as I pre-recorded it for this full moon, because I knew I was going to be traveling. And with my travel schedule, it really was a little wonky the first few days here in Andalusia, and wonky in a good way. So I am releasing this at a little bit late, and although not particularly late for the US, but I really wanted to thank you for your time, your attention, for downloading these episodes. I keep seeing new places come up, and really I'm honored that you take the time to engage with this podcast, that you receive what you're meant to receive from this, and that you are enjoying the sound activation. So don't forget to like, subscribe, follow. You can follow me on Instagram
at Aurea, A-U-R-E-A, Lara, L-A-R-A, or at Hold the Shekhinah, the name of this podcast, HOLDTHESHEKINAH. And you can also follow me on YouTube, Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And I will see you in the next episode. Don't forget to check out the sound activation and always welcome your questions so you can connect with me on social media. And if you have any questions on anything I've shared, please feel free to reach out to me. You can also check out my website and there is a contact form there. So if you want to email me, you can feel free to do so. And if you would like a sound activation so my energy healings do work with sound. So if you would like an energy healing session, you can also check that out on my website. Have a beautiful day of the goddess. Beautiful, wonderful full moon. Ahava.